Hello, this is George Waring. I'm in the basement of Uptown Butte this morning, reading a few columns for summertime relaxation on what's been going on in the political front. This column is entitled Tax the Rich. Here's the latest from Bob Lord. He's Patriotic Millionaire's senior advisor on tax policy. And Patriotic Millionaires is a left-wing group. Last week, the Republican-controlled House Ways and Means Committee voted to advance the American Families and Jobs Act, a tax package comprised of three bills that will, among other things, extend a number of the tax cuts enacted as part of Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Just like its predecessor, the tax cuts from this new package will overwhelmingly benefit the wealthiest Americans. According to an analysis by the Institute on Taxation, the top 1% of earners would see an average tax cut of $16,500 under the proposal in 1924, while the bottom 20% would receive an average tax cut of $40. Congress should be working to raise, not cut, taxes on the wealthy, which is why our members launched the Patriotic Millionaires Organization over 10 years ago. We need an entirely different framing for the purpose of taxes. Our main concern with taxes at Patriotic Millionaires is their role in containing inequality. Unfortunately, over the past 40 years, they have spectacularly failed in this role. Our tax code is not nearly as progressive as it once was. Doctors making $700,000 per year pay the same top marginal tax rate as billionaires making $100 million per year. Loopholes and preferential rates for various categories of income that flow mainly to the rich allow some rich people to get away with paying next to nothing, or sometimes literally nothing in taxes. We also have no tax at all that directly counteracts the accumulation of obscenely large fortunes. The federal estate tax originally was designed to do this, but it has failed to achieve that objective. Consequently, inequality has reached a level so extreme in the United States that it threatens to blow up our society. It's reached a crisis point. Too many Americans now hold wealth so great that its significance lies not in the goods and services it can buy, but rather in the political power it can buy. And that's a threat to our society. Increasing taxes on the rich is imperative to address the destabilizing inequality that exists today. By giving more tax cuts to the rich, the new Republican tax package would be a huge step backward in this regard. In contrast, the Patriotic Millionaires are doing all they can to take a step forward in the fight by calling on Congress to raise taxes on the wealthy and recommit itself to use taxes to shrink the gap between the rich and the poor. Thanks, Bob, at Patriotic Millionaires. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.